Blog Talk Radio.
For today's wrap-up, right alongside me is Kevin, my redneck from Philly, partner in crime, and we've got Josh on the line. All three of us are here today. How's everybody doing?
I'm good. How are you, Tom?
I'm good, Josh. Are you out braving the elements today?
At the moment, I am, yeah.
Okay. Kevin, how are we doing today, buddy?
Not bad at all, brother. Went down, did some stuff this morning for the Boy Scouts down at the restaurant. And now I'm inside where it's warm. I ain't going out like Josh.
That's right. Man, I'll tell you what, life in Indianapolis, let me tell you. Well, guys, here we are. We got 15 minutes to wrap up a lot of stuff. And, Josh, I know you've got some blogs that are being posted. Josh is going to be posting the blog on the website, www.thebalanceonline. He's got the $2 opinion, $2 bill, Josh. And Josh, what are we blogging about this week?
I'm blogging about Kevin Wilson's infamous quote from his press conference when asked to compare Oklahoma-Nebraska rivalry. He said it was equal to a Lakers-Red Sox rivalry.
The what?
When he was asked to compare Oklahoma and Nebraska's football rivalry, he said it was similar to the Laker-Red Sox rivalry.
Wow.
Wow. Well, it'll be interesting to read that blog. Again, you guys can read the $2 thoughts on from $2 Bill Josh on the website, www.thebalanceonline. Kevin, a lot going on the NFL. Minneapolis just cannot get their act together. The roof is caving in on them in more ways than one.
Yes, it is. In the way it looks, you know, Brett Favre isn't playing and no one knows about him. They're not having some issues. You know? And that brings up the point, Tom, I want to make sure our listeners know that there are two Monday Night Football games this week. I don't remember when that happened last time or if it ever happened before.
I don't think
I got late breaking news, actually.
Okay, go ahead, Josh.
Brett Favre will not be in uniform tonight. Tavares Jackson is starting.
There you go. So even Brett Favre isn't playing tonight.
That now breaks a streak, and I'm surprised that Brett Favre didn't suit up, go out, even if he had to heel on the first play of the game, just to say he played another game.
And thanks for that breaking news. Again, Josh, $2 bill, Josh is breaking it right here on the balance. Brett Favre will not play tonight against the Giants. Do we know? What's the main reason he's not playing? Was there an injury there? Or
I was just listening to ESPN Radio, and he told Ed Warder he cannot play, and he's looking to chill the rest of the season.
Okay. Well, I think he's probably going to chill a lot longer than that.
Yeah, I think he will. He's definitely going to go. Now, you know what? And now Brett Favre's record of 297 games straight is where it's going to end. So it's done.
Well, at least we know where Peyton Manning will pick up from.
Exactly. We know where Peyton has to go.
Hey, that's right. And guys, also, and I'm sure you guys have heard this, but I want to get your thoughts on this. To me, I think this is completely out of line, and I think there needs to be more than an apology done on this, a suspension fine, if not termination. The Jets strength coach that tripped the Dolphins player, not by accident, but purposely, and wants an apology to be good enough. In my opinion, Sal Al-Nassi, he needs be immediately terminated.
And I'll agree with you on that, Tom. I don't think there is no reason that a coach or a player needs to do that to anybody on the field. You're on the sidelines, be on the sidelines. That's why they have people that are out there get paid to tackle and do things like that. So, yeah, leave that alone. I agree. Fine, apologize not enough. It needs to be a lot more.
And I agree. Josh, what are your thoughts on that?
I actually had no idea what you guys were talking about. I didn't see the Jets-Dolphins game.
Well, what has happened and bring you up to speed? Jets head strength and conditioning coach Sal Tomasi basically tripped a Dolphins player, and well, he says he'll accept any leave from discipline from the league. He issued a public apology claiming it was inexcusable and irresponsible. What he did is he tripped Miami Dolphins player Nolan Carroll in the New York Jets game. And, Josh, we got a lot of wind. Maybe you could walk inside or something there. We've got a lot of wind there. But he tripped him, and he did get injured, fortunately not seriously. And so that's what happened. The strength coach, he caught the ball. He was running up the sideline. The strength coach just basically stuck his knee out and tripped him. And that's what happened there, Josh. Are you there?
I think we lost Josh.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cell phones for you. Josh, if you're listening, just give us a call back in. But, I just think that there needs to be immediate and strict and swift action on this from the Jets. So we'll see how that plays out. Another game to wrap up was the Jacksonville-Oakland Raiders game. And for you Colts fan, the hunt got a little bit tighter yesterday, didn't it, Kevin?
It did. And as a Colts, I guess you'd say, what, a half fan for me?
I'm an in-breed fan.
You know, that the Colts needed Jacksonville to lose. I mean, that's all it is. There's not it would have been better for them. Colts needed Jacksonville to lose. The good thing is we got Jacksonville coming here. And out of the last three games of the season, I think Jacksonville is going to be about the only – I mean, we got Tennessee, Jacksonville, and I can't remember who the third one is. But Jacksonville is the only one that's really going to be a challenge to me. And we have to beat everybody we play the rest of the year.
Right. We have to win out. We have to win every game from here on out. And just facing the reality, I'm not saying that it's not possible. Certainly with Peyton Manning, anything is possible. But what I am going to say, the Colts are going to have a very difficult climb into the postseason this year. So we'll see how that plays out as well. And also, Kevin, wanted to get your thoughts on Michael Vick giving an autograph. Myself, I really don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it really shows some good sportsmanship. I mean, in both cases, I mean, maybe it should have been done behind the scenes, but this is a prime example of what I think that the mainstream sports media, which is what you won't get here on The Balance, we'll let the opinions be to our listeners. But I mean, it's an autograph for a 3-year-old nephew. Come on, guys, it's not like he was going to go sell it on eBay or anything like that, Kevin.
You know what? But you know, even if he does, Tom, to me it's this. I mean, that's a one professional athlete to another professional athlete wanting his autograph. It was really cool. I didn't know why at first. Even without even knowing the stories for a 3-year-old, when I'm watching the game, I thought that was cool. You know, and the media likes to, like you said, the mainstream talk shows, which we are definitely not going to be.
We don't
want to be.
Right,
we want to
right.
be a talk show like for ordinary sports fans. And when I looked at it, I didn't see anything wrong with it, even before I knew it was a 3-year-old. It's two athletes showing sportsmanship. Let's talk about stuff like that and not so much what all the negatives. Let's bring up those stories.
Right.
You know, and that's what media needs to do.
Right, I agree. And let's talk about the real stories. Let's talk about the playoff picture. Let's talk about, you know, the real stories. That to me is just not a real story. I mean, you know, like I said, had something more seriously been done with the autograph or something like that, that would be fine. Guys, I just really want to encourage you to go to our website, www.thebalanceonline.com. We're up and running full stream on our website and, of course, our Facebook page. And a great thing, Kevin, on our website is that our listeners can now just go to the website and get all of our archived shows as well as iTunes and that sort of stuff. So pretty exciting about that.
It is, and that is what we want to do. We want to give everybody as many options to reach us as they can between email, Facebook, you name it, Twitter. We want the listeners to be as much a part of the show, if not more than us.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, again, Josh's $2 opinion is on the website and all of his opinions. And believe me, Josh is full of opinions, isn't he, Kevin?
Yeah, that's one thing. One of the reasons we brought Josh into the show. Josh is definitely opinionated, you know. So, and like we tell our listeners, you know, when we talk, this is our opinions. You're probably going to have something totally different. We welcome that. We mm-hmm. want you to have something totally different.
Let us
know what your difference is, because that's what we're going to talk about.
That's right. Real quickly, in the last couple of minutes here, what's going on with the Pacers this week? I know they play tonight at 8:00 against the Bulls. Is that correct? Yeah,
yep.
They play against the Bulls, and then they play against Portland tomorrow. They got Milwaukee coming up.
They got the Lakers on Wednesday night here in
Wednesday night. You're right. I'm sorry. I just now got the schedule pulled up. So tonight is against the Bulls and on Wednesday night against Colby. And I tell you what, if we beat the Lakers, I'm going to tell you there's going to be some serious talking about the new Pacers.
Well, you know what, I with working down there all the time, I always hear them and see them, and I am impressed. We have a different team down for the Pacers this year than we've had in a long time.
Real quickly, Kevin, and don't mean to interrupt you, but we've got Josh back. And Josh, since we are talking Pacers, we're going to give you the last 2 minutes. Tell us what's going on with the Pacers. We got about a minute and a half and on the wrap-up, and, of course, we know that you'll get into it on your blog and so forth. Go ahead, Josh. Tell us what's going on with the Pacers for the rest of the week.
We're looking to rebound tonight. We had a horrible showing against Atlanta the other day. We scored 14 first-quarter points. That's completely unacceptable. Ben Davis averages more than that in the first quarter. Tonight we have the Chicago Bulls. We need that win to get within the game of the lead, the game of the division lead. Wednesday we got the LA Lakers coming up at home. If you're not at church and you're not at work, you better be at Kaseka supporting your Indiana Pacers. If we can win tonight and Wednesday, I believe we will beat all the rage in the NBA. That being said, I, however, do not predict the Pacers win on Wednesday. I predict we will lose by at least 15 points. But I look for a strong effort tonight. And since we had technical difficulties earlier about the New York Jets coach, if I was Roger Goodell, I would fine him once for chipping him and fine him again for telling me what I can and can't do.
Well, I would fire him. Well, on that note, we're about out of here. Any final thoughts, Kevin?
No, again, look, make sure you check out Facebook. Remember, here in about 20 minutes after our show is complete, you will be able to go on iTunes and download this episode as well.
All right, Josh, we appreciate you joining us. Again, make sure you catch Josh's blog. It's going to be updated quite frequently on the website. Like we said, Josh is very opinionated, which is why he's part of this team. And his blogs will have all his opinions on there, and he definitely wants your feedback on his opinions. It'll be on the website, www.thebalance.com. Click blog, and it's Josh's $2 thoughts. All right, guys, on that note, that wraps it up for today. We will see you tomorrow on the wrap-up. Again, this is the wrap-up, another exciting show right here on The Balance.
Well, when I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Oh, son of a bitch, son of a bitch, gun. You thought I was gonna say son of a bitch, didn't you? That's all, folks.